Hey there, gorgeous minds. It's your girl Laura Bennett here, back again with another dose of our overthinking detox. Ever feel like your brain is a whirlwind of thoughts, worries, and DDoS? Like you're constantly trying to juggle flaming chainsaws while riding a unicycle on a tightrope? Yeah, me too. But what if I told you there was a way to create a sanctuary for your mind, a safe haven where those chaotic thoughts can finally chill out? That's exactly what we're diving into today, crafting your own mental healing space. Because let's be real, folks, self-care isn't just bubble baths and face masks, though those are great. It's about prioritizing your mental well-being, creating an environment that nurtures your soul, and giving yourself permission to heal. Here are five golden nuggets I want you to tuck away for this journey. Number one, ditch the shoulds. We live in a world obsessed with should statements. You should be doing more. You should be happier. You should have it all figured out. Funk. Those shoulds are like those pesky little voices whispering negativity in your ear. They're not your friend, so kick them to the curb. Replace those shoulds with empowering I choose statements. I choose to take a break. I choose to prioritize my well-being. I choose to be kind to myself. See the difference? It's all about reclaiming your power and owning your choices. Number two, set boundaries like a boss. Ever notice how some people just waltz into our lives and start demanding our time and energy? Not cool. You deserve respect, babe. Learn to say no gracefully but firmly. Protect your precious mental space from negativity and drama. It's not selfish, it's self-preservation. Think of boundaries like the invisible force field that keeps the good vibes in and the bad vibes out. Number three, nurture your inner child. Remember when you were a kid, free to play, dream, and explore without a care in the world? That inner child still exists within you, yearning for attention and love. Make time for activities that bring you joy, painting, dancing, singing, whatever lights you up. It's about reconnecting with that playful, innocent part of yourself and letting go of all the adult baggage for a while. Number four, surround yourself with good vibes. Your energy is magnetic, attracting experiences and people who resonate with your vibe. So be mindful of who you spend time with and what you expose yourself to. Seek out supportive, uplifting individuals who inspire you to be your best self. Cut ties with those who drain your energy or bring negativity into your space. You deserve a tribe that celebrates your awesomeness. Number five, practice gratitude like it's your superpower. Gratitude isn't just saying thank you. It's actively recognizing and appreciating the good things in your life, big and small. The warm sunlight on your face, a delicious cup of coffee, the laughter of loved ones. Cultivating gratitude shifts your perspective from what you lack to what you already have. It's a powerful way to boost your happiness and create a sense of contentment. Okay, let's get real for a minute. Imagine this. You're having a rough day. Maybe work is stressful, traffic is insane, and you just want to crawl under the covers and hide. But instead of spiraling into negativity, you remember that you've created a safe space for yourself, your mental sanctuary. You take a deep breath, put on some calming music, light a candle, maybe even grab a cup of herbal tea. You surround yourself with things that bring you peace and joy. And in that quiet moment, you allow yourself to simply be. That's the magic of creating a safe space for mental healing. It's about giving yourself permission to pause, recharge, and reconnect with your inner strength. It's about building a fortress of self-love and compassion where you can weather any storm. So remember, gorgeous souls, your mental well-being is paramount. Don't settle for any less than a life filled with peace, joy, and purpose. Create that safe space, nurture it, and watch your inner light shine brighter than ever before. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who needs a little dose of overthinking detox. And if you found value in what we talked about today, leave us a review. It truly makes a difference. See you tomorrow for another journey into the magical world of mindful living.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.